Maybe you've conquered fear and made a bungee jump in your lifetime. Or perhaps you've rode a zip line on some adventure. Imagine combining both and doing it in a 70,000-seat stadium. That's what this man attempted to do. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Since 1990, Dan Mears has been KC Wolf, mascot of the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs.
I never want to be accused of being a boring mascot. I don't want to be the guy that just stands on a corner and waves at cars.
And to that end, back in 2013, he decided to try a new stunt.
We were going to do a stunt where KC Wolf was going to bungee jump and zipline into Arrowhead Stadium. And let's just say things didn't work out real well, because when I jumped out of the lights, I was supposed to fall about 20 feet. And because of the slack that was still in the zip line that day, I fell 75 feet.
The impact ripped two stadium seats out of the concrete during the practice run before a weekend game.
Well, I broke 7 ribs, collapsed a lung, shattered a tailbone, cracked my sacrum, and then my worst injury, I broke the T12 vertebrae in my back.
He was fortunate he was not killed or paralyzed. Dan is a man of faith, and he knew there was a bigger picture to ponder.
Trust me, I told God I didn't like this part of his plan for my life, but it's the one I got, and so I knew there was a purpose behind it. You know, after I got hurt, I spent 9 days in a hospital, and then I was off work for 6 months doing therapy and rehab. And during that six-month period, one of the things I found out, there's nothing good on daytime television.
The time he was laid up did produce some fruit.
So I was just losing my mind, sitting at home with nothing to do. And so I wrote a book. I wrote a book called Wolves Can't Fly.
He takes all of the proceeds from the book to give to charities, missions, and international orphanages that he often visits in the off-season. You can find him at danmears.org. Traveling the Countryside, Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.